What's on your mind, Cairns? 1-300-872-911. Macca's waiting to take your call. Classic hits 846-4CA.
You know, the poor old tourism industry can't take a trick. It was interesting. I saw Roddy Rees on the screen the other night. He's got Cairns Adventure Group, Raging Thunder, etc. And Roddy was saying just how difficult it was. In fact, I think he said something like, look, if I don't get business in the next week, I'm buggered. And there'd be a lot of people who were hanging on by their fingernails. And suddenly things turned and people were turning up in significant numbers just before Christmas. And I thought, oh, well, that's fine. That's wonderful. Then, of course, what do we hear? Well, there's staff shortages all over the place. Restaurants can't open. Seriously, restaurants are closed all over the place because they can't open their doors. They just can't find enough staff. I presume the accommodation houses are suffering as well, so there'd be people saying, well, I can't get my rooms, I just won't bother going, whatever. It's really, really difficult for people in tourism at the moment. So I just put a call through to Roddy to see where they're going right now. Of course, Roddy's got businesses all around Cairns. Of course, I'll get to Port Douglas over the next day or two as well and find out how they're going, but I'm sure they're struggling as well to find staff. But Roddy Rees is on the line, director, Cairns Adventure Group. G'day, Roddy.
Morning, John.
I saw you on television a few nights ago, and my God, it sounded bleak.
Oh, my. It feels like we're living in a Stephen King novel, to be honest. You can't script some of this stuff. Yeah. It's been challenging, to say the least, mate. Bit of a logistical nightmare going on with the staffing numbers and the customers are testing positive for COVID as well. It's a really difficult period, right?
Go back a couple of weeks or even a month, and you were looking forward then as probably the only way out of the nightmare, the arrival in town of a whole lot of people when the borders come down. That was being seen by some people as the end of all our woes. But it hasn't played out that way, has it?
No. I mean, look, I think tourism especially, we were all really excited to get the borders open. We knew some COVID was going to come in. I think the government knew that and everyone knew, but I don't know that anyone foresaw it playing out like it has over the last few weeks. It's come with a whole lot of challenges that we weren't expecting, but we needed people here to survive. We've got some great numbers coming in, and then we're just making the best of what we can each day with what staff we've got, and that changes daily. You know, that's the challenge. And like you said earlier, in the program, there's a lot of people that are shut down completely. So I'm counting my blessings that we're open and we're operating, even, you know, albeit at a reduced capacity. But, yeah, it's been a wild couple of weeks. I've never felt or done a Christmas like this before, that's for sure.
How many staff have you lost?
So we're losing about two a day since Christmas. So they're sort of, some are coming back and then other ones are going out, but it's a daily occurrence at the moment.
Oh, so it's two in, two out sometimes, is it?
Oh, in a perfect world, two in, two out. But no, we've had 10 in the last week, and we got two back. So we're sort of canceling a lot of customers because we just can't get people on. And then it's great to see the tourism industry rallying together where they can. I've actually borrowed some drivers who work for another company who used to do bus tours and helping me out, fill some days so I don't have to cancel whole busloads of people, and that's been great to see that camaraderie in the tourism industry. But some people are doing it really tough, mate. You know, some of the reef boats and operators just closed down and they reopen and they're shut down again. So it's a tough time, mate.
Now, Roddy, this is a stupid question, I suppose. Crystal ball stuff. What's going to happen now that the Premier, in her wisdom, has said, no, schools go back 2 weeks later? Does that impact at all on people coming or not coming, people leaving or not leaving? What impact could that have?
Yeah, look, I'm not too sure at this stage. I think we'll see that effect around the time that school would have gone back, because obviously that's the sort of shoulder period of the season anyway, and there should be cheaper hotels and cheaper flights, and so we might see some of those people start to travel then. But that would depend on where the COVID cases are at in our state, but also nationally. There's definitely a big drop-off this week. It's not a cliff face, but there's a big, big drop-off throughout the next few days. And I would say that's people just losing confidence, not willing to travel, given the way that the case numbers are going so quickly, and Cairns is included in that now. So a lot more people flying out than flying in through the second part of this week, and where that settles, we're not too sure. We, as always, mate, we remain optimistic that you know, late January, people will be able to travel and they'll be confident to come here. And those people with an extra 2 weeks, you know, we hope they get on board and they come up here. That's the best we can do. I've got everything crossed and just trying to keep going, to be honest. But I'll tell you what, I've got some extra grey hairs, that's for sure.
It's funny, you know, we had spokespersons for the industry prepared to talk about June and July, oh, things are looking good, and August next year, and I'm thinking, well, you can go back to scratch and you're probably lucky to be able to forecast what's happening in 3 weeks or 4 weeks or 5 weeks, let alone 5 months.
Oh, absolutely. We're going day by day at the moment, yeah, to be honest. We just get through each day and then tackle tomorrow's problems tomorrow, see how many customers we've lost or how many staff we've can't come in. And you know, you've got all the normal, you know, business challenges of the wet season that are there, and you're used to dealing with them. But to throw all this on top, it's a logistical nightmare, to be honest.
The bright spot from your discussion, the camaraderie that's emerging among tourism operators.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I put the call out in the media last week saying I've lost a heap of drivers and I'm in, you know, I'm going to have to cancel bulk people. And I had a couple other operators actually ring me and offer to share some staff with me. And, you know, that's just fantastic. Yeah. Shows what a great community we have here in Cairns, and how when the chips are down, people rally together and they do what they can to support each other. And, you know, that's why I love this city so much and why I'm so passionate about, you know, making sure that that everything goes well in town.
Thank you for this discussion, Roddy, and thanks for finishing on such a wonderfully bright note. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day.
It's uplifting, isn't it, when you hear that? Roddy Rees on the line there, sole director, Cairns Adventure Group and Raging Thunder Adventures. It's 20 past 11. There's nothing.